If you're an Oscars watcher, you probably remember the charming couple who sang this duet at the ceremony last year.
Take this sinking boat.
It's Glenn Hansard and Markéta Irglova, the stars of the lovely, bittersweet film Once. Set in Dublin, it's about an Irish busker and a Czech street vendor. The boy falls for the girl, they make music together, but in the end, in the movie, they go their separate ways. Well, life really imitated art this time. While Glenn and Markéta were making the movie, they hooked up, fell for each other, started a band, and then broke up romantically. But they've continued making music together as the swell season. And they've just released a lovely new record called Strict Joy. Glenn Hansard and Markéta Irglova are here now. Welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you.
Now, having seen the film Once, which, by the way, you won the Oscar at the only Oscars I've ever actually attended, so I have this personal, I feel as though I have a personal connection with you already. But we all feel as though we know how you came together and met, and of course we don't. How actually did you come together and begin collaborating?
Well, Glenn's band, The Frames, went over to Czech Republic, which is where I'm from. I think it was 2001, and every summer there would be a summer music festival that my dad was helping to get the band over for. So when The Frames eventually came over to play a gig, my parents just threw a party for them in our house. And during the party, we sat around a fire, the whole bunch of us. And I said, "Would you play Star Star? Because I've listened to your records and I really like that song." So he said, "Yeah, sure. Do you know it?" And I said, "Yeah, I really like it. It's beautiful." And I kind of sang along to it, and the next day when they played the gig, I was in the audience, and he said...
And you were 13 years old at the time?
Yeah, exactly. And he said, "But I'd like to get Markéta on stage to join us for this song." And I was really embarrassed because it was my hometown, and I really just didn't have a clue how to sing in front of a microphone. You know, little did I know that that was the beginning of what, you know, of this,
yes,
of a musical kind of a...
I dragged you into my life.
And then at what point did you start writing music together?
For some reason, I immediately trusted her opinion. She seemed to be very smart. Like, one of the first conversations we ever had was Mara saying to me, you know, there was some lyric I'd written in a song. She's like, "God, that seems really sad. I mean, did this really happen to you?" And I was like, "Well, it did, yeah. I mean, you know, sure." And she was like this, though, because this seems like a really desperate situation. And I says, "Well, no, it didn't happen exactly like that. It was more like I'm using poetic license to express." And I remember she was like, "Well, why are you lying? Or why are you singing that lyric if it's not what happened?" And I remember being really sort of, I mean, no one had ever...
Which is sort of a childlike question, yeah?
I guess so, yeah. I guess it's a very naive question, because
yes.
I guess I didn't really have any insight into songwriting back then, but I listened to all the records before I even met Glenn and fell in love with the music. But I noticed that there was a lot of, like, the kind of underlying theme was breaking up with people and, you know, being heartbroken. And
should have given you a clue about the future, I guess. Right?
Well, you know, as I was hanging out with Glenn, I realized that actually he was very funny, you know, good fun to be around. So I think I just kind of challenged him purely out of confusion. So it was very naive of me and probably very...
I'm very smart.
So before we talk some more, could you play us a song off the new record?
Sure.
And what will it be?
A song called Paper Cup.
Great.
One, two, three, four. Paper cup. Ain't got no worries. Got no dog in this fight. Plane. Take this note straight to her. If her heart's still in the fight, maybe time will provide. Give you the strength to decide. I hope it's not too late. Paper bird, would you hear her when she calls? You got no dog in this fight. saint. Take this offering from my hands, this simple trail back to the light. Maybe time will provide, give you the strength to decide. I hope it's not too late.
That is The Swell Season performing their song Paper Cup off their new record, Strict Joy. Thank you. So you guys had this relationship after the movie, and that ended. Was there a moment when you said, well, why should we stick together as musical collaborators? Because that seems like the natural next step would be to forget this. That's too complicated.
I don't think there was a question of why we should stick together as musical collaborators, because that's always been a given. You know, we get on really well when we play music together, and that's always been as vital a connection as our friendship has been. I think it was more of a question of could we actually go on tour, you know, and at the same time processing whatever, you know, in our own pace and our own ways, the fact that we're no longer together as partners, lovers. But then we just decided, you know, well, we were kind of like, well, I can do it, can you? And I was like, yeah, I can, you know, I love playing music with you and we're still friends, and so why not? And if at any point we feel like it's just not working, then we won't do it. And so far, so good. So
well, if you've gotten this far, why should it stop? But then when you were collaborators, did you ever think, oh, we shouldn't, this is a bad idea to become romantically involved. This is going to mess it up.
I don't think you really think about those things. They just, you know, there's an intimacy to working together, of course. There's an intimacy to traveling together that just sometimes it blooms into something, sometimes it doesn't. And I think working on Once Together was a very intense time for me and Mar. We were together like 24 hours a day for that month. And then beyond that, playing music together, it just seemed like a natural thing. It was not something I think either of us really questioned that deeply. You know, I suppose it's just, you know, it was natural. And it's natural now.
And is this, it seems to me that this record is probably informed by all of your various forms of history together, yeah?
Yeah, it would be living in denial if we were to sit here and say, you know, no, it isn't. It's not just, you know, that. It's everything in life that you're surrounded by, you know, all the people in your life, all the experiences you've gone through or are going through at the moment influence you and, you know, your inner world. And I think the music one makes is always going to be a reflection of what's going on in your inner world. And so, yeah, the music is very much, you know, influenced, for me at least, by my relationship with Glenn. But it wouldn't be right to take the lyrics word for word, for example, and draw conclusions from that. It's not that black and white.
Well, Glenn Hansard and Marquette Herglova, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Will you play another song before you leave altogether?
Absolutely.
And what will that be?
Red Chord.
Cool.
Okay. One, two. I'm pulling on the red cord that pulls you back to me, Lord, that helps me out when you're away. And I was in the army, called you back to save me, and I was resting softly in the arms.
The Swell Seasons new record is called Strict Joy. You can hear their full live performance plus another exclusive song at our website, studio360.org. While you're there, be sure to check out our Studio 360 blog. We'll be posting new stories about art and culture all week long. Coming up, the novelist Barbara Kingsolver wrestles with Frida Kahlo.
She's so well known, and she's such a colorful and flamboyant character. She could easily have taken over the whole thing, and she tried.
That's ahead in just a minute in Studio 360 from PRI and WNYC. Stay with us.